This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that safety of women is top priority of the nation along with their empowerment. He added that atrocities against women are an unpardonable sin and the guilty must not be spared. Mr. Modi was speaking after distributing certificates to 11 lakh new Lakhpati Didis in a function organized at Jalgaon in Maharashtra. Mr. Modi noted that public institutions like hospitals, schools, offices or the police system should be made accountable and negligence on their part is unacceptable. The Prime Minister said our biggest responsibility as a society and as a government should be to protect the lives and dignity of women. The Prime Minister also felicitated Lakhpati Didis and discussed with them about their businesses. He underlined that the government is working towards opening all sectors for women which were once restricted for them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called for employing technology and new innovations in judicial system to provide justice for all. He emphasized that simplifying justice delivery is a collective responsibility, though current processes often complicate this goal. He was speaking at the closing ceremony of the Platinum Jubilee celebration of Rajasthan High Court in Jodhpur. The Prime Minister highlighted the country's historic strides toward more straightforward justice delivery, including the repeal of outdated laws. He praised recent reforms in criminal laws are essential, noting that these changes align with the nation's growing ambitions and the need for modernized systems to support the vision of a new India. He noted that over 18,000 courts across the country have been computerized, significantly benefiting the public. The meeting of the BJP Central Election Committee was held in New Delhi to finalize the names of the candidates for upcoming assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda, Union Ministers Amit Shah and Jitendra Singh and other senior leaders of the party were present in the meeting. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah today virtually inaugurated the Regional Unit Office of Narcotics Control Bureau in Nava Raipur, Chhattisgarh. On this occasion, a review meeting on the drug scenario in Chhattisgarh was also held under the chairmanship of the Union Home Minister. On this occasion, Mr. Shah said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's resolve to make the country drug-free by 2047, the centenary year of India's independence, is now becoming the resolve of every countryman. He said that illegal trade of narcotics is linked to national security. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has chaired a bilateral meeting on US-India civil nuclear commerce in New Delhi. The Ministry of Science and Technology today said that the meeting highlighted the deepening cooperation between the two nations in critical areas, including science, technology and clean energy. During the meeting, Dr. Singh announced that an Indian astronaut from the Gaganyaan mission is set to join the International Space Station, marking a significant milestone in Indo-US space collaboration. He emphasized the importance of this partnership in securing global supply chains, especially in sectors like semiconductors, pharmaceuticals and clean energy technologies. In a significant escalation of tensions in West Asia, Lebanon-based militant group Hezbollah has launched a retaliatory attack against Israel, marking the first phase of its response to the assassination of Fuad Shukr, a high-ranking Hezbollah military leader. The attack, which occurred today morning, comes more than 3 weeks after Shukr's death in the southern suburbs of Beirut on July 30. Meanwhile, Israel announced that it had carried out preemptive strikes using 100 fighter jets in Lebanon prior to Hezbollah's attack. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claimed that thousands of rockets were destroyed in the bombings and over 40 launch platforms were hit, some of which were allegedly targeting positions in central Israel. Israel also declared a 48-hour nationwide state of emergency this morning after their military launched preemptive strikes against Hezbollah in Lebanon. The international community is closely watching these developments. In a groundbreaking achievement, the Indian surfing team has secured its first ever quota for the 2026 Asian Games in Aichi, Nagoya, Japan. Both the men's and women's teams clinched spots at the Asian Surfing Championships 2024 held in Maldives. And that is the end of this news bulletin.